Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Now, I want to start off with Domino's, because I know you like the stock. You've said such on the show before. And, you know, Domino's has had a stellar performance on the ASX since it's listed. But, Ben, this week there was news that, you know, that exposed Domino's franchisees were underpaying workers and, in some cases, engaging in visa fraud. Now, as an investor, how are you viewing the Domino's stock?
With that in mind, not well at all. And good morning to you, Melissa. This is a really a tragic story for shareholders, especially in light of the fact that they released their earnings yesterday and they're expecting an unprecedented 32.5% growth. So incredibly, shares fell 15% yesterday. I think the uncertainty in the short term is really going to weigh on the stock. So with that in mind, I think, you know, take your profits and look elsewhere, because, you know, if we know one thing about share markets across the globe, it's that a killer of a share price is uncertainty. And that's exactly what Domino's has got in spades at the moment, unfortunately.
But what I find interesting about this is that, you know, as you mentioned, when they announced their earnings, they also announced that half-year sales punched through the $1 billion mark. So clearly they're doing well on the sales side, but investors are still punishing the stock. I think yesterday some $900 million was wiped out from Domino's market cap.
Yeah, it sure was. As I said, I mean, against the backdrop, the fundamentals and the underlying earnings and the growth in the business and everything is going along beautifully. But this story is, as far as I'm concerned, going to continue to undermine the stock for the foreseeable future until they can put the issue to bed wholly and solely and completely. I just can't be involved in it. Any sort of uncertainty, whether it's court cases or, you know, when we've got investigations going on of potential, you know, visa frauds and franchisees being underpaid, et cetera, et cetera. It's just an uncertainty I personally don't want to be a part of.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you do want to be a part of, Ben, because thick into earnings reports there in Australia. I mean, let's take a look at some of the performing companies and sectors, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Well, so what's on your radar?
Where should we start?
what's on your radar at the moment?
I've been really impressed with the performance of some of the blue chip companies here in Australia. In particular, yesterday, Wesfarmers really outperformed. Commonwealth Bank, which is the biggest stock on the Australian share market, that had a cracking day yesterday. We really did have a sensational day on the ASX yesterday. And that really speaks volumes for, I guess, what we're going to hear from the rest of the corporates that are reporting between now and the end of the month. You know, there's going to be an absolute slew of companies. As I said, I think it stands them in really, really good stead. What we're watching this morning is Telstra, though, unfortunately. So I did say that it was really good yesterday. It's likely to sort of unwind a little bit today, because Telstra, a very, very big constituent on the ASX 200, has come in and really missed earnings guidance to quite a dramatic extent. So we're going to watch that stock fall. Just watching early indications are the stock's going to be down at least 4% at this stage. It hasn't quite opened yet, but that's that's cataclysmic for a blue chip to be down 4%. But as I said yesterday, things were looking so good. But look, I'm going to say that the growth levels, we've been in an earnings recession here in Australia for quite a number of years. That appears to be over with expected growth rates in the double digits for the full year. Now, of course, a lot of that is on the back of commodity price action that we've seen in recent times. So, you know, that's whether that story can continue, I guess that does remain to be seen.
But here in Malaysia, investors are really riding the commodity price recovery. We've seen, you know, oil recover for Malaysia, CPO and rubber as well. What about in Australia? I mean, are investors looking at riding the commodity price recovery there, just in terms of oil and perhaps mining?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, we've seen a spectacular rise in some of these commodity prices, in particular coal, iron ore. You're right to flag oil. I mean, even though it's sort of down at levels, you know, we haven't seen in quite some time. Outside of maybe oil, the commodity price action is really ground zero for earnings growth or expectations for earnings growth. So, that's going to be the backbone of the earnings renaissance, as I would like to flag it, or the end of the earnings recession. Take away commodity-based stocks, and we're probably only looking for earnings growth of around 6%. So, as you can see, some serious push-pull factors there, but primarily all based upon commodity-based stocks at the moment.
Right. Well, if we were to zoom out a little and take a look at what's happening in the U.S. Overnight in the U.S. A couple of days ago, the Fed Chair Janet Yellen sounded, you know, she gave a statement that sounded like she's on a mission to raise interest rates this year. She even said that delaying a hike in interest rates could leave Fed policymaking committees behind the curve. What do you think about her statement in terms of how many hikes we're going to see this year, and you know how that plays into the global investing sentiment?
Yeah, I think we're probably going to see at least three, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but I don't think that's sort of going to derail anything too significantly. We've had, the Fed have been, you know, beating that drum for quite some time to expect three. So I'm sort of, you know, going to second that. Even though last year they're expecting four, we got one. So you just never know what way the cookie's going to crumble. And of course, you know, we've also got the Trump factor. Who knows what we're going to be talking about later in the year when it comes to our friend Donald. I would expect the unexpected would probably be the mantra there. Plenty to focus on, plenty of takeaways. But Janet Yellen did say sooner rather than later. I think that flagged March. And, you know, if they go in March, they'll probably go again mid-year and then sort of later in the year. So I think that we're on course for around about three at this stage.
Thanks so much. That was Ben Lebrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!